broadcasting from a dark basement office. The FBI's Most Unwanted presents The X-Files Podcast.
It's Christmas Eve and we're live. It's kind of this thing we've done before, and we're doing it again. And pardon my lack of excitement, but boy, it's getting thick in here, Joshua.
Is that Christmas spirit I hear just flowing out of every pore of your body?
It's terrific.
Oh, God, it's rich. It's rich, thick, and filling.
You know, I loved Christmas when I was a kid. And there's this part of me that wants to just put Christmas music on and embrace it again. I don't know what my problem is, but it's hard, especially this year. You know, Jessica lost her dad this year. It's her first Christmas without him. So, you know, it's just like, fuck off. It's brutal. It's fucking brutal.
I mean, at the end of the day, Christmas is for kids.
Yeah, it pretty much is for kids, right?
But yeah, I'm
you know
in the
what
same
I think?
Boat.
You start to get to this spot where you go, you know, it's not for me anymore. It's kind of like what you do with
Star Wars
new releases.
Christmas and Star Wars, not for me anymore.
Unless it's not named Mandalorian, I'm probably not into it anymore.
Yeah.
But here we are, full of Christmas cheer. And I can assure you that you guys are in for a real treat. This is probably going to be a brief episode, but something we wanted to do. I know Josh was talking about doing this for some time. And here we are, Josh. We're here. So Merry Christmas to you, pal.
Merry Christmas to you too, buddy. I do like that we have had some kind of Christmas tradition the last few years. I think each year done
sure.
something with the X-Files pod, Christmas related.
One we didn't even release, right? I don't think we released any of them, did we?
We released the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Yeah.
I think.
I feel like we're sitting on a Christmas Eve special somewhere.
Oh, boy, I bet it's a gem. But I want to start off before we get into some other content. This is also a announcement.
Word.
Of the season 3 X quiz, baby.
X quiz, X quiz, X quiz.
Exquisite. Ka-ka-ka-ka.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
That's right. So by the time you hear this, we release this Sunday, Monday, whatever that is, the 28th, 29th. On Monday, December 28th, the X quiz will be live. We'll be live on the Facebook page. There'll be a link. And I think we usually do a link on the actual libertystreetgeek.net.
We do.
So we will have the third iteration of the X quiz coming at you. Obviously free to participate in. And this is just about fun. It's just something fun for us to do. To give back hopefully a little bit to you guys and just to be involved, this awesome community that we have going on here. And of course, there'll be some fabulous prizes, right, Dean?
Oh,
Vanna Martin.
Always fabulous prizes.
Always record. There will be a prize that's already en route, some sweet X gear, courtesy of BP.
Yep.
Might be looking at some Liberty Street Geek membership, might be looking at some episode bounties, might
yep.
be.
It's always a popular one.
Might be some stickers involved, and there might even be a free X-Files podcast t-shirt going to one of the winners. A brand new, unannounced, unseen, created by a wonderful listener, X-Files t-shirt that's going to be coming available in the near future, in the new year. So you might get a first cut at that. So some pretty cool shit. But also just kind of have fun. It's a quiz. It's about the podcast. So it's obviously all X-Files related, but it's not cheap. You can
it's
look
X-Files
up.
Podcast related.
Right, right. So it's about us talking about X-Files. It's not necessarily, and deliberately, we don't want it for two reasons. One is we love talking
no
about
ringers
ourselves.
Coming in here and fucking snatching prizes away who aren't loyal listeners.
That's right. That's right.
Fuck
yep.
that.
We don't want you to be able to look up answers online.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's about us. And what is better for you and I to talk about than you and I, right?
Oof. I mean, it's why one gets into this business. Right?
That's it. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is. And you know, it's very important to remind everyone how clever and or smart and or funny you are. to sort of fill that black hole of neediness in your soul when you're a quasi-entertainer, professionally quasi as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's important to keep that ego fueled to remind yourself that you do, in fact, matter, you know, despite all the things you have going on in your life, that you're not a piece of shit. When it's important.
When you're staring in that bathroom mirror and telling yourself you're a big, big star,
mm-hmm.
it's little reminders like this that help us along
when you have that, when you have that DiCaprio moment out of Once Upon a Time. I will blow your brains out, he says to the mirror. Oh, fuck, it's funny. But here we are.
So that's it. So season three X Quiz will be coming at you. We'll give you guys probably about a week and a half. We are actually going to be, there won't be a proper episode. Our next normally scheduled episode would be on the 31st. There won't be one there. We'll be skipping that one. So season four will be kicking off live recording on January 14th and dropping in the feed on January 18th. So we're basically taking a hiatus to give ourselves a break, but also give you guys time to do the quiz. So in between there, we'll probably have a quiz quiz results. We've usually done that, a little recording about that. So
that's fun.
So the quiz will drop on the 28th. We'll give you guys probably a full week at least. So we'll wrap that up by the 3rd or the 4th of January. And let's just say it right now, midnight on January 3rd. That's the deadline to get your quiz in.
Boom.
Boom.
That's it, man. Well, that's exciting. I'm looking forward to it again. The quiz is always fun. I think we've learned our lesson to make sure we build this quiz every episode or at least every couple episodes in the future because cramming is brutal.
Yeah. What I never want to do is to, over 3 days, have to listen to myself for, as much as I love myself, God, I hate listening to my actual voice on a podcast and to scrub back through Dean and I listening to 24 episodes of us talking to pick out some quiz questions. That's no fun for us. So we're gonna stay ahead of the curve next time. But I hope it'll be fun.
Well, that's it.
That's it. That's probably all we have to do today, right? Do we have any other matters?
I don't know, but I was thinking, Holly Jolly Christmas, Josh.
Here we go.
Put a little bit in here. This is important. Yeah. Hope you guys are having a happy Holly Jolly Christmas. And, I don't know how this is going to go, but it's going. It's happening, guys. Hope you guys are prepped and ready to get wet, as they say in the old Abyss movie.
This goes out to the horniest X-Files podcast. The thirstiest X-Files podcast, the listener group on the interwebs.
Let me tell you, nothing is going to be sexier than what you are about to embark upon, especially when you are nasally and still congested. It's real special. But I don't know if I can do this myself. I may have to get the help of a couple of celebrities. Patrick Bateman, maybe. Patrick Bateman, as envisioned by Christian Bale. And of course,
we've got a celebrity on this end. Yeah,
Christopher Walken might stop in. Very sexy. His patois is quite sexy, as they say.
Have you picked the title, sir?
Well, I think we were going to mess around with Nabokov's Apprentice. Now, to be clear, Nabokov's Apprentice is the category M/M, Fandom X-Files, Relationship, Krychek and Fox Mulder. Characters appearing, Fox Mulder and Krychek, but not as you know them. Additional tags, and this is important. I want you to get notes for this. This is Knife Play / Dark Vignette Porn. Okay? And this is very, gets you in the Christmas spirit right here.
Language English.
Now, I don't know how we should do this.
Well, first, we of course have to give credit to
Jennifer. Yes.
Jennifer Oksana.
Thank you, Jennifer Oksana, for this brilliant writing that you've done. This is about 2 pages long, and I think we're going to just dive into it. Summary: Mulder, Krychek, and the Edge of a Knife.
Shall we just alternate paragraphs here?
I guess that's the way to do it.
Mm. I'm not sure how much actual dialogue there is here. The dialogue, I guess, will be in character, so...
Yeah, well, we could do the other one. Do you rather do Sucks to Know the Truth?
Let's start with Nabokov's.
Yeah, Nabokov's a little bit more meaty, as it were.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, none of this is heterosexual, so if you're looking for that, you're in the wrong fucking place. I think this is all Mulder Krycek sucking fucking.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, it's an explicit podcast. You guys know the drill, but if anything's not safe for work, it's this. It's this episode.
Oh,
not safe for family. Question. Not safe for most of your friend groups, probably.
Not safe in general. In fact, there are no safe words, to be frank. This one is, I haven't read through this one, so this is going to be a first reading. So here we go. Why don't you start, and you can take the first sentence and the first paragraph, because that's kind of short, yeah?
Okay, gotcha. Hey, Chris, you want to come in here? Here we go.
Alistair Cook accent.
Here we go. Nabokov's apprentice. When his hand traces my face, I tremble. When his lips caress my ear, I shudder. Little spasms of delight. Spasms that are a precursor to that little death I will soon experience. Those sharp spears of unspeakable, delightful sensation. They pale in comparison to the future.
It's not even the future, because it's already happened. Inevitable. It's like the French phrase, vient de, except for it needs to refer to the immediate future, not the immediate past. It happens even as I think of it.
My love of hands rests on my jacket. One might suppose my heart speeds up. It doesn't. It just gets louder. So we can both hear it beating. I swear, it beats the syllables of his name.
Alex, Alex, the dump. Each syllable sending so softly that I can keep the rhythm over and over. Alex, Alex, Alex.
He laughs at me, says my heart beats louder only because it's guilty. It wants to remind me exactly who's in my arms, that I am guilty. As Humbert Humbert was guilty.
Alex, my Lolita. Alex, my man. Oh, my sweet man with those green eyes. Pretty eyes. A bad little boy. Or am I fooling myself? I know not what you've done. A man with any scruples at all would condemn you to hell for eternity. Killing my father. Hurting my only friend. He is a killer.
And I want him. I love his fingers pry at my buttons. Tracing my nipples, tracing patterns and spiking desire over and over. Sweetheart, devil, darling, precious dagger pressed to my heart.
We do not share words anymore. All of our words have been bled away. Sweet nothings, angry accusations. Sullen blame. It's as though we believe that maybe we can forget this is real. It's Jim Carrey meets Jim Bateman. Patrick Bateman. Go ahead.
Forget to remember that's my hand pulling off the jacket, being so careful with the prosthetic.
What? Oh,
my poor beautiful boy, my dangerous enemy whose mouth and teeth and tongue clash with mine like an ignorant army by night.
Enemy, lover, brother. Entwined in his arms, your arms, my lover with only one arm. I can't even just appreciate the sensations. I can't even remember to pull my own shirt till his sharp whisper breaks the living earthly silence.
You want to do this or not?
Of course I do. There's no question.
The shirt comes off, so does his, and the tempo increases. Lolita was no innocent. Alex is no innocent. Alex is the devil's minion, the boy sent from hell to tempt me.
Alex is easing us into bed. A bed is an anonymous hotel room. My idea and not his. Alex is without inhibition. For all he cares, Scully could be sitting next door watching. And he is beautiful. Right now, naked to the waist, a golden boy, a built-in muscular man. My man.
Nymphette. Nymphette are adolescent girls, aren't they? I don't care. Alex is a nymphette. Sexual. He's overtly sexual. He's the kind of thing you want to throw against a wall and fuck senseless. I've experienced many sorts of lust and desire. The desire to survey the beauty of my Scully. My God, she's beautiful. I adore her. Other desires linger, release, punishment, self-immolation. Kristen was self-immolation. But with my nymphette, it's different. It's almost all sensation or something, or maybe more of me in denial.
When his tongue laps at my navel. Let me start that over. Hold on. Cut. When his tongue laps at my navel, my breathing takes on a gasping, dangerous rhythm. He's pushing me closer to madness. Of course, I could already be a madman. I may already be a madman.
Please. I murmur, threading my hands in his hair. I have to unbutton my pants myself.
What a chore.
Not that he wouldn't, but there are practical constraints now. My nymphant's head rises. He looks at me with those killer green eyes.
Me first, he says. And of course he's prepared lube and condoms. We have an unspoken thing about that. It was his turn to bring the supplies so we could camp out and play.
Should I help? I ask archly, going for the buttons of his fly. He's got the magnificent erection that only turns me on further.
When my lover's aroused, he doesn't fuck around. With his one hand, he shoves my face down into the bed and yanks down the jeans and the boxers, the simple gray cotton boxers. His legs pin me down. I hear him groan and fumble at his own jeans.
Why you first? I protest into the mattress. His hand traces a path of fire down my back, all the way to where back becomes ass.
Holy shit. That's bad writing.
That's really bad.
Okay. Sorry.
Very unprofessional. All the way to where back becomes ass. I'm burning up into ash, into nothingness.
Because he pauses and comes down on me hard, chest to back, because I said so.
The scrambling sounds for lube, condoms, they're almost amusing. Of course, the reality of my situation is a bit frightening. I'm pinned down by the man who killed my father. An assassin who'd most likely blow my head off if he felt like it. If only.
If only his skin weren't like molten gold. If only the bite of bead stubble. I think that's supposed to say beard. Check your writing, lady. If only the bite of beard stubble against my cheek, my chest, my ass weren't so invited. If only the fire touches of his tongue and fingers didn't burn so strongly. If only every twitch of his muscles didn't lead me willingly further down the madman's path.
He thrusts. So considerate, well lubricated. He knows his business. I always liked that about my Alex, my Lolita in black leather and jeans. He only fucks up once, never again. He thrusts.
My sanity skitters on a straight edge. The world is coming down to nothing more than the breathless heat generated by fear and hate and pleasure right here. I'm groaning and whimpering and pleading, and his one hand snakes around and starts to slide up and down, scratching my itch. So considerate.
He thrusts. I think I'll stop breathing for good during one of these sessions just out of sheer delight. That Bruckman guy mentioned autoerotic asphyxiation, didn't he? I don't know. Hypoxia? Don't know Jesus what Christ. Works. Oh, God, just a little more. I can't hold my breath much longer. I'm close to that edge. The straight edge is a razor sharpened till it gleams. I'm going to fall and be sliced in two.
I'm going to fall. Alex! I scream as he falls and takes me with him. Where are we going? Who knows? Who cares? I come with him. Further down the path where demons fear to tread and the jaws of hell gleam open like my lover's green eyes. When my lover kisses me goodbye, it aches like a thousand razors slicing into me. When he pats my ass and zips himself up, it's like the world shattering.
When he whispers, same time next week, lover, I tremble, this time for a different reason. A different reason entirely.
And. Dude, that is outrageous. That shit, that where back becomes ass, I fucking, dude, I died. That is bullshit.
Where back becomes ass.
Where back becomes
ass. P.S., dude, don't bring condoms into like an erotic love story. I mean,
exactly. It's so great, fucking lame.
Great for you for using them. You know, sure, safe sex, but come on. We're going raw dog up
what's
in
the,
here.
What's the point of fucking like fantasy if you're going to wrap it up like that, you know?
Yeah.
At least his thrusts were considerate. You know, when you, I mean, I was really worried about the straight edges of razor sharp until it gleams, but we got there.
Yeah. Oh, is that doing it or?
Oof, boy, that was wild. So the other one is hard because it's hard to differentiate like line by line because it's so fucking bad. it's short, but.
Yeah, I don't know. This might have to be, you'd have to do this as Mulder and Krycek, I think. I think we'd have to leave our celebrities at the door.
I know. But even then, the delineation between who isn't obvious?
No. True.
You can drink yourself blind for all I care, Krycek muttered. He turned and walked out the exit into the alley.
Oh, we could just, let's
well, let's
do
try it. Fuck.
Yeah. Are we try it in the same way?
No, I don't care how we do it.
All right. who starts it? Mulder.
Hold on. Let's read the tags. Dubious consent, oral sex, porn battle, roughness, word count. Don't care. Krycek and Mulder. The truest note at the bottom of a whiskey glass. Is that Mulder?
Yes. No, see what I mean? That's Krycek.
That is Krycek.
Yeah.
Right. You want to be Krycek or Mulder?
I'll be Krycek. You have a better Mulder.
All right. Go.
The truth's not at the bottom of a whiskey glass.
I love it. Ludicrous. 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 Arnold and Marky Mark. Go ahead.
The truth's not at the bottom of a whiskey glass.
Mulder built the... Oh, go ahead. Oh, go ahead. All right. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Mulder gulped the last bit of the fiery drink and looked up into the dark green eyes of Alex Krycek standing over him at the bar.
You're the last person I want to see right now, Krycek. Mulder growled, spitting Krycek's name like an epithet.
Bad night.
Mulder stood up and purposely pressed himself into Krycek's personal space. Bad life.
You can drink yourself blind for all I care, Krycek muttered. He turned and walked out the exit into the alley.
Krycek, you son of a bitch, get back here. Mulder followed and caught up with Krycek by yanking him by the collar and smashing him into the alley wall. There was a surprising grunt and a yelp.
Krycek spun around, his eyes wild, and then wiped a stream of blood from his lip.
Mulder unconsciously reached for Krycek's face, but dropped his hand. I didn't.
Krycek leapt at him, catching the edge of Mulder's chin with his fist.
Jesus.
He hit him twice before Mulder could react. Mulder staggered and recovered, grabbed Krycek's wrist, and pinned his back against the wall.
What do you want? Mulder asked, licking his bloodied lip.
Never an easy question.
Maybe I should put a few bullet holes through your skull to encourage an answer.
Is that how you try and fight it, Mulder?
What?
Using violence or bravado instead of just fucking me the way you want it.
Fucking Krycek.
Oh, God. Instead of just fucking me the way you've wanted to all these years, because whatever it is, it's not working.
Krycek pulled his wrist from Mulder's grip and fluttered his fingers over Mulder's crotch, where his dick was straining against his trousers.
As soon as like dick is mentioned, you can't keep the Bateman out of your voice.
It's too funny. Where his dick was straining against his trousers.
Oh,
Mulder sucked air between his teeth in surprise, but didn't move. Who is this? This is you again.
Or see me bleed, what gets you hard? You'd rather throw punches than admit what you really want, isn't that it? My wet, hard cock inside you, Fox. That's what you've wanted since we first met.
Shut up, Mulder whispered. Oh, whoops.
Shut up,
Mulder whispered.
I can feel you, Krycek whispered back, his hand massaging Mulder's hard on.
This line is an Academy Award winner. This is the best line I've ever read. While you're about to read,
I found your truth, Mulder.
That's so brilliant. Mulder whimpered, shaking his head and rocking his hips at the same time. No, 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 no.
Yes. At that Mulder.
Oh, you got it.
Locked the eyes with Krycek and pushed him back against the wall hard. Krycek's head bounced against the brick. Jesus. He took a swing at Mulder's face, but Mulder blocked it and grabbed Krycek's wrist again and pinned it down with his other hand, began to unbutton Krycek's jeans.
You motherfucker, Mulder hissed, sinking to his knees. He worked the material of the jeans down past Krycek's knees and around his ankles, and then pulled the black briefs down to his thighs in one motion. Krycek balanced himself against the wall as Mulder wrapped both of his hands around Krycek's ass.
Mulder forced Krycek's legs apart by thrusting a hand under his balls.
I'm sorry?
Krycek grunted as Mulder squeezed and played with his sack, massaging the sensitive skin until Krycek was hard and needy. Krycek then put his hand on Mulder's head. I've wanted you too.
Mulder paused as if to answer, but instead began to suck the head of Krycek's cock. Krycek made an indistinguishable sound in the back of his throat, and Mulder drew him in deeper, letting...
that pause was beautiful.
And Mulder drew him in deeper, letting the tip of Krycek's dick brush the roof of his mouth. He worked his tongue over the ridges and veins, teasing Krycek with feathery licks and touches. Then he sucked hard and pressed the top of his tongue against the bottom of Krycek's cock, sliding it back and forth in his mouth and over his teeth.
Not his first rodeo, right? I'm sorry to break the mood, but this isn't his first time.
Duh.
Krycek moaned deeply and his knees wobbled, but Mulder continued. He became a steady rhythm of taking Krycek into the back of his throat, constricting his tongue and mouth, and then releasing him slowly. Krycek's hips began to match the motion until they were alternately pumping and sucking in unison.
Krycek's breathing increased, and his moans and gasps grew louder. Mulder flicked his tongue back and forth over the tip of Krycek's cock faster and faster, waiting until the very last moment before pulling his mouth away and letting Krycek orgasm across his neck and chests.
Mulder wiped his mouth and stood up. He grabbed Krycek's hair and kissed him hard, biting the cup on his lip as he pulled away. The truth is never where you look, he said, and left the alley.
Yep.
And scene.
Thank you from who wrote that one? Rhyme file. Jesus Christ.
I found your truth, Mulder.
I found your truth, Mulder, is the greatest line ever written in X-Files lore ever. It's better than anything they've ever written in the show.
Hey, real quick, fucking Chris Carter, you're fired.
Yeah.
That Morgan
Rhyme
guy.
Rhyme file, you're out. Ready.
See ya.
Rhyme file's in.
New kid. Season 12, go.
Whew. Sucks to know the truth.
Man, I couldn't read anything that was going on in the chat, but I hope you guys liked that. That's too... too wrapped up in the moment.
I think you got some new fans, Josh. Nabokov's Apprentice by Jennifer Oksana. And of course,
Sucks to Know the Truth
by Rhymey File. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. Nice work, guys.
I mean, wow. Outstanding work. Outstanding writing.
Really something.
Yeah. I mean, really that's, you know, it really, you know, whatever it takes.
Take it to the limit. Well,
yep.
Going to be hard not to think about that the next time we have a Krycek sighting in X-Files proper.
Oh, it's happening. That's going to be a mess.
I found your truth, Mulder.
Yeah, this is a bummer. She said the word orgasm. She says, it's true.
Yeah. Yes,
that's Why would you say that? He gripped Krychek's hair and kissed him hard, biting the cut of his lip as he pulled away. No, not there. And pulling his mouth away and letting Krychek orgasm? Come. Is what you
minimum.
Write.
At the minimum.
You write come there.
Unless you want to get more descriptive than that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because it encapsulates everything.
Yeah.
You can't say he ripped a frozen rope of goo across his face. You know, like...
Didn't even take it in the face. Took it on the neck and chest.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
I mean, it sounds like there's some deep throat working. You're not going to let him finish in your mouth? What kind of fucking gentleman are you?
It was all of that for that.
Yeah. Come on.
What I don't like either is it sounds kind of like he edged him. Because it says, waiting at the last moment before pulling his mouth away. So you don't even work it through the coming?
Right. Were you gripping and ripping at least?
No, I don't think so.
Hand on the base, squeeze, pump, twist.
Nothing. You just hands off. You're like, ta-da! And then you walk away. That sucks.
Yeah. Pull the rabbit out of your hat.
The author kind of lost a little bit of sack, no pun intended, at the end of this one.
Let's get stars. How many stars for each?
Well, Nabokov's apprentices. I mean, she's trying to do something, but it's...
We're back, became ass. Two and a half stars.
Yeah.
2.5 stars. Sucks to Know the Truth.
Sucks to Know the Truth is a little bit more explicitly sexual, which I dug. It was less poetic.
3.5?
I'm going to go 3.5. If we're going out of 5 stars, 3.5 is sufficient.
You could have gotten a full star bump with a good...
With a good cum.
Good cum.
But you fucked that all up.
Weak cum. Very weak cum.
Still, far be it to me to crush the dreams of Rhymey File and or Jennifer Oksana. You guys are great.
Yeah.
Thanks for your contribution.
Yeah. I mean, art lives forever.
We're back becomes ass is the new title, says Carolyn. Oh, fuck. What's the last line of this one? The truth is never where you look. After coming on his chest,
I think it should be "I found your truth, Mulder."
Yeah, I know.
Finding your truth.
Finding your truth.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas,
Dean. Merry Christmas, my friend.
You too, pal. You too.
Lovely listeners. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that shit.
Yep.
You know, we love you guys. We'll do anything for you. As this shows.
We will do anything for you, including that.
Especially that.
Anyway.
Anyway, we'll catch you in the new year. Tune into that quiz, and good luck to all you hopeful quiz takers.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We're going to get out of here. Tell these good people goodbye.
I found your truth, Mulder.
You've been listening to the X-Files podcast by LSG Media. Visit us on the web at libertystreetgeek.net. That's libertystreetgeek.net.